This is The Takeaway. I'm Catherine Lanford. John Hockenberry is away today. Okay, the forgotten sleeper at this year's U.S. Open at Bethpage? That'd be Mother Nature. The longest course in Open history is even more treacherous now. There was a downpour yesterday. Half the field, you couldn't even step out on it. Of course, the rain is just one of the storylines at the Open. We have Tiger Woods defending his Open title. We also have Phil Mickelson. He's hitting the links as his wife is facing breast cancer surgery. We speak with ESPN.com golf writer Bob Herrig. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
I hate to spend time talking about the weather, but it's the weather. What's going on today?
Yeah, that's the big story, unfortunately, because things were thrown off course yesterday. With so much rain, I mean, they only played for 3 hours, and now there's a lot of catching up to do. And with more rain in the forecast, it's going to make for a long weekend for these guys.
I was just going to say, how long can this really go on? They have squeegees at every hole. They have huge, giant. I think they call them water hogs that are trying to suck up all the water from the grounds. Has there ever been a 3 week open?
No, but. You know, there have been opens that have gone to Monday and Tuesday, if that's what they have to do, that's what they'll do. You know, they will. The U.S. Open is going to be 72 holes, and whatever it takes to get 72 holes completed. So,
should point out this is on the longest course in Open history. How does that also change this story?
Well, it makes it play even longer when it's this wet. Because they don't get any roll. The ball isn't going to hit the ground and roll another 20 or 30 or 40 yards like we saw last year in California when the U.S. Open was at Torrey Pines. So that that makes that long golf course play even longer.
You know, even if all you know about golf is how to make a divot, there's some pretty compelling stories here. What should people be looking out for, besides Mr. Tiger Woods?
Well, as you mentioned, Phil Mickelson is playing despite learning recently that his wife has breast cancer. It's been a big story in golf. He's probably going to take some time off after this week to be with her as her treatment begins. And he's a very, very popular player in New York. He's come close a few times in the Opens here.
Hang on a minute. He's a California guy. Doesn't he even have his own jet? How does this get, this is a city with Mets fans, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it's a bit of a mystery. You're right. Why would Phil be so popular here? But he is. They really took to him. Whereas they might have gotten on a few other guys. But, the U.S. Open is filled with dreamers, too, guys who qualify, who nobody's ever heard of. And then there's a bunch of other name players as well, the guys that you hear of every week. But, who knows who's going to emerge with all that's going on out there.
All right. And just to wrap up, give me one dark horse that I should be rooting for this weekend.
Well, I call him a dark horse probably because people don't really know who he is, but Paul Casey, he's really not. He's ranked third in the world behind Tiger and Phil. But he's from England, and people don't know a lot about him here, even though he lives in Arizona.
Okay, an Arizona Englishman. I like the sounds of that. Thanks a lot for joining us, Bob.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. Bob Herrig, golf writer for ESPN.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.